versus Trump debate started around about 11, I think, local time, went for about a couple of hours. We watched a fair chunk of it in here. If you didn't see it, have a listen.
No, Mr. President, will you tell us how much you paid in federal income taxes in 2016 and 2017?
Millions of dollars.
You paid millions of dollars?
Millions of dollars,
so
yes.
Not 750.
Millions of dollars, and you'll get to see it.
He says he's smart because he can take advantage of the tax code. And he does take advantage of the tax code. That's why I'm going to eliminate the Trump tax cuts.
And well, why didn't you do it over the last 25 years?
Because you weren't president. Because you weren't president screwing things up.
You were a senator.
You're the worst president America has ever had. Come on.
Tough choice, isn't it? I thought Trump was more aggressive than Biden. American broadcaster Wolf Blitzer described the debate as the most chaotic presidential debate he's ever seen, and another broadcaster, Jake Tapper, said it was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire inside a train wreck. The body language of both men was interesting. Our next guest is a body language and confidence expert, Dr. Louise Marler. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, just leaving aside the, you know, their various policies and who paid tax to whom and that sort of thing, if you just watched it with the sound turned down, or maybe with the sound turned up, and focused in your area of expertise, you know, confidence, body language, how did you see the debate?
Well, they're two totally different styles. Trump is the classic bully, yelling, volume, interrupting, abuse, whereas Biden goes for softness and the storytelling. It sounds more like a fairy tale. Very, very different.
Okay, well, in the context of presidential debates, which one do you think is the more effective technique?
They're different techniques. It depends on your, you know, it's one man's milk is another one's poison. Is that what it is? You know, for instance, some people like bullying.
Mm.
And some people love storytelling and gentleness. And neither of them on their own, I think, are effective leadership. It's certainly not appealing. I think if anybody won the election, it was the moderator. He's the one I'd much prefer as the American president than either of them.
Right. Joe Biden is criticised by the Trump team as they call him Sleepy Joe, and that's, I think, a reference to saying, oh, he's getting on a bit and his mind is not as sharp as what it was. Did you see any of that in the debate?
Absolutely. Look, I'd describe him as a prize fighter who's done one too many fights, and you can hear it in his voice. He lacks gravitas in his statement, in his statements. And he does things like he stammers on almost every sentence. Mm. He begins a sentence and then he starts stammering. But also what I notice, which is really weird, is that he shapes his mouth incorrectly for the words. And so he begins to stumble. Like, for instance, he wants to say the word run, but he closes his mouth and then goes one. And it comes out incorrectly. And also, when he's listening to Trump, when Trump interrupts him, he's standing at the lectern and you'll notice that his mouth keeps moving, but nothing is coming out of his mouth, sort of like his jaw is just going, which is really weird. And he doesn't finish his sentences. So he'll say his refusal to do and he doesn't finish his sentence. It's just, it's weak. And then if you combine that with the fact that when Trump interrupts him, rather than holding his ground, looking straight ahead, continuing with his train of thought, that he is interrupted by Trump, and he goes with Trump's frame of thought. And he closes his eyes because it literally affects him. And I think at that level, it shouldn't.
Yeah.
You know, one should be trained to deal with a Trump type.
And, of course, I mean, he's been at it for such a long time, this is Joe Biden, that the chances of him changing the way he debates between now and the next debate or the third debate is probably pretty limited, isn't it?
I'd be surprised if they have a second or third debate.
So,
because
one of the criticisms, though, is that Biden is not going to last the distance. He's not even a four-year president. What they really should be doing is focusing on Kamala Harris as the vice president, who would become the president in the eventuality that he stands down. So you think that might be a legitimate criticism?
Oh, absolutely. The way that his mind gets blocked, the way that his speech is not working properly, the muscles of his mouth aren't working with his speech, I think that they're tragic symptoms of someone whose nervous system isn't working properly.
Really? So you actually agree that Joe Biden, it looks to you as an expert, that he has some sort of neurological condition?
I do.
Very interesting. Well, Dr. Louise Marler, thank you so much for your time. Dr. Louise Marler, body language and confidence expert. That is interesting because, I mean, it's one thing for Trump to say, oh, don't listen to Sleepy Joe and all the rest of it. But for someone who's an expert in the field to say no, he's got definite signs of a neurological condition, means that if you're contemplating voting for him, you might have to think twice because you might say, well, he's not going to be there. Or if he is there, can we be confident he's going to make the right sorts of decisions? Very interesting. Dr. Louise Marler there. Okay.